The British government has introduced the biggest overhaul of its surveillance powers in 15 years. Internet companies will be required to hold on to the browsing history of customers for up to a year, reinforcing the power of spy agencies to bulk collect communications data. The government is adamant there will be proper oversight, but civil liberties groups warn it goes too far. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
The last time the British government tried to introduce new surveillance laws, they were branded the Snoopers Charter and had Labour and Conservative backbenchers in uproar. But that was 3 years ago.
Mr. Speaker, the legislation we are proposing today is unprecedented.
This time, Home Secretary Theresa May is confident she's found consensus.
It will provide unparalleled openness and transparency about our investigatory powers. It will provide the strongest safeguards and world-leading oversight arrangements. And it will give the men and women of our security and intelligence agencies and our law enforcement agencies, who do so much to keep us safe and secure, the powers they need to protect our country.
The Conservative government has argued the current system is made up of a patchwork of laws that are confusing and complex. Under the new law, a team of judges will form an investigatory powers commission to rule on intercepting communications and accessing data. But the balance between surveillance and privacy is always contentious.
The powers that have been outlined by the government today are extraordinarily broad and wide-ranging.
Eric King is the Deputy Director of Privacy International, a lobby group that's been campaigning on this for 25 years.
They cover mass surveillance. This is the bulk interception of millions, if not billions, of records every single day. Targeted hacking, bulk hacking of devices, allowing them to remotely switch on the microphone on your mobile phone. Data retention, but not just of the phone records and some of the internet history, as has been in the case in Australia, but going further and taking detailed accounts of how you use the internet on a daily basis and keeping that for 12 months.
But for example, if someone's going on to the ABC News site, they will see that they've gone on to that site, but they won't know exactly what stories people are clicking on.
Well, this is where the devil will ultimately be in the detail in this bill. It's hundreds of pages long and will require a lot of scrutiny. Certainly the government has given mixed messaging on exactly what it is that they intend to do.
Admiral John West is the former Labour Minister for Security.
We now have a chance to produce some really first-class legislation, I think probably a gold standard for the world, over the next 12 months.
Admiral West says technology has overtaken the current legislation that was passed in 2001, and fears of data breaches shouldn't stop changes taking place.
Because there have been problems of some people looking after data doesn't mean we shouldn't keep this, because you do need it. So in terms of a paedophile case, they really need about 12 months' worth of data of background to the chap looking at this obscene material and other things he's been doing over a period of time to be sure of getting a very good prosecution in place.
The legislation will be up for debate. A vote is expected next year. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.